Message number 21. Book of Revelation. Friday, November 26, 2010 at 12:00. My dearly beloved daughter, today is a day when my heart is broken by the unrest and deep unhappiness in the world. I watch in despair as the world rises in anger against each other. Much of the sadness springs from the knowledge that these prophecies will unfold, yet much of mankind will be none the wiser. Pray for Russia to be consecrated to my Blessed Mother. They still refuse to acknowledge that these events were foretold in the Book of John. So many will now suffer because of lack of faith. Pray now that Russia will finally relent and allow itself to be finally consecrated in my Blessed Mother's name. Pray for this to happen, because it will be through prayer that this great achievement will be possible. If this happens, then millions will be saved. For the danger is that the communist forces will rise with the serpent and join together, leaving you, my children, powerless. Look now at the velocity as the nations rise to fight. The speed of global events will cause much consternation as these unfold in their intensity. My followers, you must listen. Prayer groups will be essential in spreading conversion and to diffuse these disastrous events. Even those of you complacent in your lives where you take everything for granted, you will no longer be able to ignore these events. You must listen to me now and accept that those events predicted in the Book of Revelation are coming to pass. Hold your hands in prayer now. Even if you hold just a spark of affection in your heart for me, ask me to hold you so that I can ignite and strengthen your faith in me. I will fight for each one of you. I will fight right to the bitter end to bring you all closer to my heart, whether you are a child, a teenager, a young adult, middle-aged or old. In my eyes, you are all the same. You are my precious beloved family. Each and every single one of you. No one is excluded, even those of you who do not accept that I exist. Even those of you who do but hate me, I still love you. My love is passionate beyond your knowing, and I will do everything in my power to bring you back into my fold. I will not give up your soul to Satan that easily. Please turn to me. Please turn to me, no matter how many doubts you hold, and let me fill your heart with my divine love. Just one taste of that love will help you prepare for eternal life in paradise with me, my eternal Father, and your brothers and sisters. This is your inheritance, your rightful inheritance. Don't squander this chance of salvation. When your life on earth comes to an end, you will have two choices in the afterlife: heaven in paradise or the depths of hell with Satan, who will take you with him through the sins he tempts you to commit on earth. Open your eyes now. Remember, death on earth can take place on any day, at any time, and when you least expect it. Through this message, I beg you to see the truth before the day of judgment. Always remember, I love you no matter how grievously you have sinned. When you turn to me and ask me for forgiveness from the bottom of your heart, you will be pardoned. Even during your last breath. Your beloved Savior Jesus Christ.